Well, we got a little tip during the break there. Our broadcast engineer, Mike Reisch, said when he was in Portland working, he got stung by a bee, and a lady came out and said, "You've got to put a bounce dryer sheet in your pocket. Bees will leave you alone." And he said, sure enough, he did it. And he went to a patio restaurant where all the waitresses and waiters were carrying bounce sheets to keep the bees away. So
they had little bounce sheets folded up as ornaments on the tables at each one of in the restaurant.
And Stan graciously volunteered to test for this.
Absolutely.
So if you're a beekeeper and you have a hive that he can go kick once he fills his pockets with bounce sheets, give us a call this week, and then we'll have a report next week.
There you go. Be the human guinea pig. You betcha. I'll be there.
I triple dog dare you.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that.
Well, before we get to our last point today on our talking sheets, I've got to cover the Arizona staycation. It is one of the most popular weekly things we do here at Rosie on the House. You go under the front page of our website, click on the Travel Arizona icon, and it'll take you to the entry form. You can enter every month. So if you didn't win last month, because we just draw a winner, you can enter again. Now, you can only win one time a year, but you can enter all 12 times. So if you didn't get it, re-enter. What this allows you to do is go to Sanderson Ford in Glendale, pick up a vehicle from their test lot, and take it wherever you want for the weekend.
What kind of vehicle can I get?
Whatever's in their test lot.
Anything that they've got.
And
there.
You can also go to their Lincoln dealership and pick up a Lincoln as well. In fact, our winner from last weekend or last month took a Lincoln MKZ up to Jerome, and we've got a highlight from Dave that I will have to roll into next week just because of time. There's a lot of things we can do, but we can't stop the clock. And our winner this month was Doug from Green Valley. And so no matter where you are in the state, so obviously he's got to drive up to Sanderson, leave his vehicle there. It's a secured lot. They put it behind the gate. They have security 24/7. Take that vehicle wherever he wants to go for the weekend, come back to Sanderson, get in his vehicle, and go home. In fact, our first winner was from Tucson and was driving up to Ash Fork for their high school reunion. Stop Sanderson Ford, switched to a King Ranch F-150 that I actually got to drive.
Really? That's a nice ride.
I understand the investment now.
And the reason for it.
When you look at that price tag, I'm like, whatever. After having it for a night, I understand the investment. Mm. That's a sweet ride. So there's always, but it's their test lot, and they want to showcase the best of their best. So you never have to worry about them putting a dinker out there or a used trade-in. It's the new stuff.
Well, if Sanderson's letting you drive a Lincoln MKZ or an MKX, oh my goodness,
we've had Mustangs. Yeah, and even the Focus and the Fusion vehicles that people were looking to purchase. What better way to have a test drive for a whole weekend? This isn't just around the block, so you get a lot of great options. It's rosieonthehouse.com. Click on the Arizona Staycation, brought to you by Sanderson Ford. Register to win. We'll have another winner for June, and you'll get to pick your location. We had the candy company.
Soretta
in Glendale, 40-year-old family-owned business. They have a chocolate summer camp. They're part of our Arizona staycation now through August 15th, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Local
summer camp.
Local.
I haven't heard of anything.
Wonderful treats there.
And at 10 o'clock, so you've got time to finish your vacation Bible school.
Yeah.
Go get them hopped up on sugar, and you're ready to run and play all afternoon in the pool.
Oh, that sounds like a great day.
All right. So if you were living here with the Native American Indian tribes a couple hundred years ago, what were you eating to stay alive?
Boy, you know.
When you talk about edible landscaping, there's more than you would think. When you plant native, obviously, it's drought tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to thrive better in this environment with less water.
It's supposed to be here.
And you can still eat it.
The jojoba beans, Mormon tea, acacia flowers that were used for drinks, sunflowers, pine nuts. And the most common for us today would be the mesquite tree and the prickly pear. And we're running tight on time here, but I wanted to give you a website that's absolutely fantastic. It's Desert harvesters.com out of Tucson. And I got to talk to Brad Lancaster last night, who's just got a passion for this whole idea of planting in order to conserve our water, get neighbors out. Everybody plants the mesquite trees together along their own street. They divert the runoff water into their yards. They get out and meet each other. It even cuts down on crime. And he's got this whole vision of what planting local or planting wild like that can do. And then there's mesquite flower and prickly pear. You wouldn't believe the health benefits. It's especially good for diabetics. It slows down your absorption of sugar, but it's calcium, magnesium, protein in them, and just a ton of really good recipes. The prickly pear juice, we have harvested and made prickly pear sauce and syrup and jelly for years, but it's also very, we didn't know this very good. I'm going to make it and really store up this year, but a couple of really good resources we'll put out there for you.
All this will be available at rosieonthehouse.com. That's R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. It was edibles, natural wildlife attraction, made in American products, and our gardening hour all wrapped into 3 hours. Join us next Saturday. Rosie will be back. We're talking pest control, I believe.
Right.
So this week we talked about keeping them alive. Next week we're going to talk about killing them. But we're going to bring it indoors. Bed
we
bugs,
cover it all.
Ticks, lice,
only the
bad
stuff.
There's some of them that deserve
the
it.
The undesirables. There you go.
Happy Memorial Day.
Until.